7. Would the Buddha lie? Would the Buddha lie? This is indeed a very serious question. The 5 precepts are to abstain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, unwholesome speech, and consuming intoxicants. These are very important precepts, so how could we dare say that the Buddha would lie? The Dharma is alive. It is dynamic. Therefore, if acts of killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, unwholesome speech, and consuming intoxicants are committed out of greed, anger, and ignorance, they are indeed very severe violations. If the violations are performed out of compassion, then they constitute another form of the bodhisattva path. Suppose there was an armed sociopath on the rampage, ready to kill innocent people. What are we supposed to do? Do we just stand by and watch him destroy the lives of innocent people? Of course not. There may be a case in which, out of the compassion to save innocent victims, we may have to first kill the sociopath. This is markedly different from killing someone out of hatred. Let us say that I found out you were plotting to gun down another person or poison them, so I tried to hide the gun or the poison. Would you say that as this constitutes stealing that I should not try to hide the weapon to prevent the murder? Under these circumstances, the Buddha would use his wisdom to handle the situations in different ways. Once while the Buddha was meditating in the woods, a rabbit was shot by a hunter. The rabbit ran to the Buddha and hid under his robe. The hunter who was chasing the rabbit stopped to ask the Buddha, "Did you see my rabbit?" Of course the Buddha saw the rabbit, but he could not tell the hunter where the rabbit was, so the Buddha replied, "No, I haven't." "You must be hiding it. That rabbit is my dinner. Hand it over." "Oh, it was for dinner." The Buddha then asked the hunter, "If I cut off my arm, will that be enough to compensate you for the rabbit? You can have my arm for dinner." Did the Buddha lie? In order to save a sentient being, the Buddha told a fib out of great, fearless compassion. This is not an ordinary lie, but it is in accordance with what is said in the Diamond Sutra. The Tathagata is one who speaks of things as they are, of what is true, and in accordance with reality. Once, when the Buddha was cultivating his practice in a past lifetime as a bodhisattva, he saw a bandit who was about to rob and kill 500 merchants. He killed the bandit without hesitation, for he would rather accept the bad karma of taking a life than allow 500 innocent people to lose their lives. The Buddha would not lie to deceive others, but he would also weigh the different sides of the issue before acting accordingly.